halftime here in Centerville. It's the Glen Oaks Community College team, the opponent today. And our player spotlight here at halftime is Chevy Koski, who I thought had a nice game last night. How you doing?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. So, basketball season. Tell me, that's your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
So, what did you do to get yourself ready for this season in the off-season?
Off-season, coach had us do, like, especially through the summer, we had workouts. We'd have group workouts where we'd come meet at the Y, and off-season, we had practices. We were scrimmaging all the time. We had a lot of good scrimmages to get us ready for yesterday's game.
Well, and being back on the court, were there any jitters for you out there, being back and having, you know, fans in the stands and all that?
Oh, for sure. I always get the first game nervous jitters. I was really nervous. And especially having fans, it was really nice because we had the boys team watching us and they were getting really hyped for us, which was really cool.
Yeah, they were stomping on the bleachers. And
oh, yeah. We looked up and they were screaming. It was really cool to watch, for sure.
Well, you guys turned, you were cheering for them too, though, right?
Oh, yeah, always.
So, yeah, it is different playing in front of fans, isn't it? Because last year we didn't get to do that.
Yeah, we had like one or two games where we could have like two fans come per game, but having a full crowd, it's definitely different.
Well, and for yourself, it looked like you fit in pretty well last night. I thought you had a stretch there where you were pretty good. Madison, that one pass she got to you was real nice. So talk about the chemistry you think you have with the other girls here.
I feel like this year, more like since it's my second year, my sophomore season, we bond better. So we just have like that connection on the court, knowing who's open, especially like how our zone offense, what we played yesterday, like knowing the rotation and when we're going to get those open looks.
And it seemed like you had a lot of open looks, even ones you didn't make.
Yeah, for sure. They looks like the team we played yesterday just couldn't figure out our rotation because me and Madison were getting a lot of open looks down low.
Yeah, right. And they weren't pressing or anything like that.
Nope, they didn't have a press.
Well, and you know you're going to face the press at some point this year. Somebody's going to press us and trap us at half court. So you think our girls will be ready for that?
Yeah, I think our guards are ready and our forwards too. We're going to have like that press break. We'll be ready for sure.
So now that we're back to basketball, tell me about your routine because those are some pretty long days, huh?
Oh, yeah, pretty long days. I have class and then I work because I work at the school and then I have practice. So they get to be pretty long, but it's fun. You got to love it.
And long drive home too?
Yeah, actually this year I'm rooming in the hotel.
Oh, the Super 8.
Yes, I decided to stay there this year because with me working, it's just too long of a break between practice to just sit around. So
yeah, and driving back up Perkins Rock area.
Yeah, it's like a 30-minute drive, so it gets to be pretty long.
So what's it like living in a hotel?
It's pretty interesting. It's really cool, though, because we're all there, so like we get to hang out a lot. But it's a lot different than home life, for sure.
Okay, and the this year the COVID protocols are different. You still have to be careful, right? You still have to know that there's a virus, but it's not as strict.
Yeah, it's not as strict. We still do have to wear, like, every Bay College building, and since we're, like, a team and on the bus, we have to wear our masks. But if you're vaccinated, like, during the games, we don't have to wear them, which is really nice.
Yeah, and you're not constantly being tested, right?
Yes, that is right. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to be tested, but if you're unvaccinated, you do have to get tested every Thursday.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about academics, the brains part of this. How's that going for you? What are you studying?
I'm going into business administration, and school's going pretty good for me so far.
Yeah? Okay, well, that's good. You know, you got to keep them grades up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I will let you give a shout-out then. Say hi to whoever you'd like to.
I'd like to say hi to my mom back home watching, my sister Landry, my dad, and my boyfriend Tucker.
All right. You think Tucker's keeping out of trouble?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He's probably going to watch us today.
All right. So you got to put on a show for the boy, right?
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay. Well, hey, great having you back on the team, Chevy. Let's go have another good day.
Yep. Let's have a good one.
All right. Chevy Koski, everybody, during our halftime show. We're back to give you the stats and more from here in Centerville, Michigan. After this timeout, this is Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.